Good morning. Yeah, I know what time it is. I can't sleep. Well, I can't stay asleep. Because I knew that you'd be awake. You text me all the time at this hour. It didn't take you too long to answer, so I was right, right? You should sound happier than that to hear me. I thought we had a wonderful time the other night. What were you doing before I called? Nothing interesting, huh? See? I didn't disrupt anything important. So I have a very good incentive for calling you. I had a dream about us again. Yes, again. I told you about the first time. And I had another one just now. I woke up. And I wanted to hear your voice to remind me of all the fun that we had the other night. No, I didn't forget. Did you? You better not have. I knew you were slightly intoxicated, but that kind of thing is hard to forget. Yes, I'm in bed right now. Can't you tell? Well, that's why. That's why you hear all the sheets ruffling. I'm trying to get comfortable while I talk to you. Yes, I'm very comfy right now. What am I wearing? Absolutely nothing. Why would you expect me to wear anything in this torrential heat that we've been having? Under a fucking comforter, nonetheless. What about you? Tell me what you got going on. Just your boxers, huh? See, you're wearing almost nothing. Almost. Personally, I think your boxers should be off. True. Poor thing. Nobody there to see you bare naked. No one there to play with you. Maybe I should come over there. Or maybe you should come over here, since, you know, you have nothing better to do, apparently, during these wee hours of the morning. Have you ever tried sleeping? Yeah, I know, you're a night owl. I tried to sleep, okay? I tried, and all these invasive dreams kept waking me up. leaving me awake, hot and bothered. Yes, I'm hot and bothered. That's the other reason I'm naked. Hint, hint. You want me to describe the dream? I feel like dreams are more easy to... They're a lot better to experience and to actually tell, you know? Like a good story, huh? Well, I hate to tell you, but I don't remember too much of the details of the dream. You know how they are. Pretty foggy. I just remember that we were in it. And I woke up and I was a little wet between my legs. So I at least remember that was a good dream. I'm not lying. I'm not lying at all. Well, how about this? How about you tell me, if you were here right now, what would we be doing? Why do you gotta say it? Well, don't you feel the same way as I do? Aren't you so excited to come back and play again? You're a funny guy. come on. Be serious for a moment. Even though it's hard when you've literally had no sleep. Speaking of hard, how are you looking right now? Getting there? I haven't even started talking about anything yet. Don't you want me to come over in the most scantily clad outfit ever? Go to your bedroom or your office, wherever you prefer, and just tease you through your boxers with my hands? Well, obviously that's gonna happen as sort of a given. Stupid. Obviously, I'm going to suck your dick, as you put so bluntly. I'm trying to be erotic here. You know, put your imagination to the test. No. I would run my nails up and down the fabric of your boxers between your legs. And you might even be doing menial tasks like browsing your phone, playing video games, doing something on the computer. Whatever small things you do at this time of the night. I wouldn't want to take away your full attention, you know, if they're so important to you. Just do what you gotta do. As long as you let me do what I gotta do. What do I gotta do? I'm gonna satisfy myself. That's what I'm gonna do. While you're sitting in that steady chair. Or reading a book across the bed, whatever you're doing. I'll be leaning there, right between your legs. Either with my nails, my lips, my face, right against that growing bulge of yours. Should I let you pick what I should do, or let me surprise you? Yeah, a surprise seems more fitting if I'm just doing what I'm gonna do, of quote unquote. But you know what that's eventually gonna lead down to, right? Well, maybe. I just want to tease you for a little while. You know how I am about teasing. While I'm working my own self up, I'm gonna work you up as well. There's just something about outer course, the foreplay, that really gets me aroused. So after I'm done playing, playing with your cock behind that fabric, I'll probably just, next thing that comes to mind is probably straddling you. I may or may not be wearing panties. Either way, I'll be sitting right on top of that hard shaft of yours and just letting myself ride on top. See just how thick you feel against me. Getting ideas in my mind and how wonderful it was to feel it inside of me. And just keep grinding and grinding until I can't take it anymore. Yes, until I can't take it anymore. I wonder how long you could handle the teasing. Seems like you lasted quite a while last time. But you know, we were so needy at that point where we just skipped the foreplay. All the teasing bullshit, we just pounded the crap out of me. Didn't waste any time. We weren't even teasing each other then. But now I wonder, how long would you last if I was just playing with you for a long time before you finally got to slip out of those boxers and really feel me? Now you're thinking about it? Well, that's good. Maybe that was my intention of calling you. I want you to feel exactly how I feel right now. Yes, tired and dreamy. And nothing more. Because, you know, it's too late to be going out visiting anyone now. I've barely gotten any rest. If I came over now, I would be a dead fish. Yeah. I figured I would just get you excited for next time. Aren't you excited for next time? When? I don't know. It's the weekend. And neither of us have to work, to my knowledge. You don't have anything important to do. Do you? Yes, I mean today. It's fucking morning. You mean you gotta check to see if you have anything important to do? Because I would hate to come over when you're supposed to be at the dentist's office or anything like that. I'm not being mean. I'm just playing with you. Can't you tell I just want to play? Is that so bad? We had so much fun playing together the first time. I just want to do it again. got that craving. I wish you were here right now. So, when I get off the phone, I'm gonna attempt to sleep again. And if I have one more fucking dream about you taking what's yours, you better believe I'm gonna drive over there. You're gonna have to make me coffee or something. If you're asleep by then, I'll pound on the door. I'm not gonna disturb anyone. Nobody besides you. But you can take it out on me. So, are we gonna play soon or what? Yeah? Give me a time. I'll be right over. Yeah, you don't know yet. As far as you know, you have absolutely nothing important, no plans and nothing, right? I could come over as soon as you wake up. I could get myself to some breakfast in bed. You know what I mean by breakfast in bed. We could both have some, if you think about it. Sounds delicious, doesn't it? Okay. All right. I'll stop being mean, and I'll let you get back to your activities. Oh, you actually want to go to bed now? Can't wait for breakfast, can you? Oh, naughty boy. I'm so glad we met. You know that? All the wasted years. Yeah, we'll make up for it. I think we have more than enough time to make up for all the time we've lost. If you're going, I'm gonna attempt to go back to sleep. How about you just shoot me a text when you're awake, aware, and prepared? Does that sound good?